Councillors were never elected where I came from. There used to be a ring around if one should retire to see if someone would volunteer. It was never something that was highly aspired to. There certainly was never an election. It was generally agreed if some person wanted to put their hand up, they were able to string a few words together. They weren't a drunkard or a womaniser or anything that the local farming community didn't think was au fait. That was good enough for them. Most of them were farmer types, so were busy buying a bit more dirt and a bit more dirt, and a bit more dirt, which you needed to do and you probably still need to do to keep ahead of the game on the land. And they had to keep paying for it. That meant working long hours, and they thought the time that they would have to give to council was time they'd never get back. So when I was a kid, councillors were well regarded in town. They used to give a speech. I remember the one that when I was a kid, who was a councillor for most of my time, used to tell the same joke absolutely every time. And we would have to all laugh, and I questioned my dad about it once. And he just said, it's just one of those things you've just got to do, just smile, grin and laugh along with the rest of them. He used to give speeches, but yeah, frankly, the football club president was a bigger power in my town in my day and held a lot more sway and probably factored his recommendation or probably held a lot of sway in the final makeup of the council itself. Well, especially our councillor. We would only call on the council in official capacity if we needed our road graded. We lived on a dirt road. We occasionally asked for a few truckloads of gravel in particularly boggy spots. I know there were fights in regards to getting school bus routes extended that the council lawyer was involved with, which generally was beyond their pay grade, but they would give us an entree to the local member of parliament. So I'm not sure why the councillor had to get us in the front door of the MP, but that's what used to happen. And the MP would be the one who would try and get the bus extended closer and closer towards us. In the end, it got to within about 4 kilometres of our farm, and that was as close as it got because that's as close as the bitumen was, and they wouldn't put the bus on gravel and dirt. And I think Dad used to say, as long as the council law doesn't have bitumen heading up to their driveway, suggesting there was a little bit of backhanded stuff going on, they would leave them alone, and so they did. And my councillors served record terms. It was nothing to be remarked on if they had 30-year terms in council. Once they were in, they were left alone. As long as they didn't have that bitumen going up to their driveway, and they were pretty much left alone. So that was my early life with local government, and I've spent many hours, weeks and months attending council meetings over the years. My cadetship as a journalist, I spent covering 5 different councils. Those councils, most of them, been amalgamated since. But that was the sort of pinnacle of community representation of the day, and so it is today. And as we head into elections here in the NT, I just thought it was interesting to reflect on their importance and the sort of people that you ask to nominate and the jobs that they have that are very much thankless, and I think we all recognise they get paid peanuts for.